Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 22 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What up, man?
We also got Chlorel in the house. What up, Chlo?
What's up, guys?
And we also got our Adidas boy, Alex, in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy.
How you doing, guys? You have a good week?
Yeah, I'm a bit wired.
Chris is wired. But before we get into all that talk, I think we should go on with what we wore today. Chlo, what'd you wear on feet today, my dude?
I wore my all-white NMDs, and they're getting mashed up.
Nice.
And I think it's time to give them a little scrub or something. I gotta clean them up. I gotta reset them. Hit the reset button. The kids have been stepping all over them, and it's all good.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
I'm wearing my white mountaineering See You Later.
So dope.
Prime knit upper.
Super dope.
Really nice little lacings and stitchings.
I think really it's dope. My favorite See You Later.
I'm feeling that colorway.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. Because it's like a really dark charcoal gray. Like, it's not black. It's like dark gray. It's dope. And there's an olive colorway.
Ooh.
But no.
You have close attention.
No luck on this. But yeah.
No luck? What do you mean?
I didn't have the choice. So I went for that colorway, but we can hunt for the green. It's pretty easy.
I thought you get every See You Later.
I will down the line. I just need more shoe funds.
Let's get the hunting party.
We'll talk shoe funds in a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today, my friend?
I wore my Yeezy V2s.
Surprise.
My traveling sneakers.
Yeah.
I like that.
Traveling man.
I think you wear those a lot. I like that. I like how you just wear them all the time. It's good to see.
To get a good life.
Yeah. What'd you rock, Mike?
Today I wore my KD7 Lifestyles in the all-white colorway. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
You know what I like about the KD7 Lifestyle is that they're very different from the KD7 themselves.
They look really busy.
They are busy. I think they were a quick strike. I'm not sure. I could be mistaken with that ostrich leather. Good stuff. All right, so let's move on to what happened this week in the world of sneakers.
Where you were in Toronto, right?
Yeah, I did a little bit of Toronto thing, but you know what? I didn't get to go and do my thing and like sneaker shop or anything. I was there for some family stuff, but I wish I could have explored a little bit more and had more time. I did have a good time. It's just like quick trips like that when you're like you're down on a Friday night, you come back on a Sunday like at noon.
Yeah,
it's too quick. Yeah. It's too quick. You can't really sit down and figure out a game plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all good. It's family time.
Exactly. Family time.
You watch a Leafs game?
Did I watch the Leaf game? No, I did not. Did I watch anything? I think I watched a little bit of UFC.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was a big UFC.
What an event.
Conor McGregor is now holding two championship belts. Yeah, that guy's nuts. Like,
it was a great event.
Yeah, it was crazy. The card was stacked. I don't know if a lot of you people out there listening are big UFC fans, but it was a stacked card. It looks really good. And it was at Madison Square Garden, and that was the first time ever.
They broke records.
Yeah.
All types.
Yeah, and I think the next UFC is December 10th in Toronto.
Which is a great card.
Yeah.
Great card as well. Very stacked. You know what, really stacked.
The thing about UFC and when they come to Canada is I find they put too many Canadians on the cards, and it kind of, I don't know, waters them down a little bit, my opinion. But I'm all about Canada.
Do you think McGregor's going to meet GSP down the road?
I don't think so. But I did see a thing on Complex today that Conor threw out a challenge to Floyd Mayweather Jr. to fight for $100 million.
Money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
They'll both
make a lot of money.
Do you know how in endorsements they'll make a lot of money? In pay-per-view buys, they'll make a lot of money.
In a boxing fight or in an MMA fight?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, what's going to happen? Is it going to be boxing or MMA? Because I think if Conor gets a hold of Mayweather and brings him to the ground, he's kind of done.
He won't bring him to the ground. He's such a great boxer.
That's true. But I think Floyd Mayweather might have some size on him.
Reach.
Yeah.
Probably some rich.
Anyways, this is a sneaker podcast, yeah, not sorry, a UFC guys. Podcast.
We,
sorry,
we went off on that.
We're getting a little bit carried away. What's going on in the world of sneakers? Yeah, we got distracted. It happens. Alex.
For myself, I was working a warehouse sale.
Dope.
Yeah.
Was it dope?
Yeah, that was great.
It was a big mess. It was going down at Palais des Congrès downtown in Montreal. It was nice. Pretty great. Disappointed a bit on the product this time because normally this is where you find all the good shit for really cheap. But it was cool. I got to catch some really cheap sneakers, including a pair of Pharrell Williams tennis packs, Stan Smith.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool.
A pair that, like, when it was in my store, I was just looking at it like, bleh. Another Stan Smith. But then when you see it in the middle of a table full of like disgusting Reebok shoes, you're like, damn, that looks good.
And I'm sure the price helped too.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, Chris, I know you stopped by and you grabbed some stuff for the wifey, right?
Yeah. Well, she came with me to the warehouse sale. Cool. I think she rifled through whatever was there and she grabbed a lot of like workout gear. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and a couple of like fashion items.
Yeah,
yeah. If you dug in there a bit, you'd find some weird stuff.
Yeah, I found some.
At like
I found
super
some shit.
Good prices.
Yeah. I found some shit. I found some nice originals, clothing. There's a lot of shit, and like in the first days, there were like a bunch of winter jackets for like $30.
Whoa!
Stuff that's like $600 the retail.
Wow!
Yeah. And we also bumped into one of our good listeners, Frank.
Yeah. Shout out Frank, to Frank.
He came 2 days in a row.
Yeah. It was shout out great. To Frank.
So, serious hunting.
Yeah.
He was hunting.
Was he?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was disappointed a bit, but he was hunting. So it was good to see him.
Yeah.
And I took Sunday off the sale to go to the Fleek Market.
Yeah. You had your own table there?
I had my own table with my boy Emil.
Amazing.
I'm pretty sure we were one of the busiest, one of the tables that sold through most of their shit.
Oh, yes.
Because we were, I came in with 23 pairs of shoes and came back home with 6.
Yo, wow. Yeah. That's a good day.
Yeah. But people were just like, they were stopping by and they were like, how much are you selling this for? I was like, $20. They're like, what? Yeah, $20.
Why?
But why? And then I work for Adidas, I have a lot of shoes, blah, blah, blah. I just want to get rid of them, get a bit of funds, buy more shoes, and make someone happy. And my point was, if you go to a sale, if you go to like a market or whatever, and you find a dope pair of shoe for $20, this becomes your story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It becomes like, oh shit, I was at that sale this one time and I got a pair of shoes for $20. That moment,
awesome. Yeah.
It's just awesome. So it creates memories, it creates moments for people. And in the same time, like if it's a shoe that I haven't seen in like a year in my shoe shelves,
yeah,
I don't need it.
Nice.
So yeah, I got rid of a bunch of shoes, made some funds, but we sold a bunch of like hats, jackets, like a bunch of stuff that I was just not wearing, like $5, $10, $20.
Yo, dope.
Yeah, my boy Emil and I, like, we banked a bit. And treated myself with some shoes.
Nice. What was the atmosphere like in the Fleek Market?
It was really
market?
Cool. There was like funk music playing all day. Just like people with good tastes.
Okay.
Around a bunch of like cool, good looking people selling random items to like fashion stuff.
Art pieces.
Oh yeah, cool.
Like, they had like a bagel spot. They were serving too. Bagels.
Did you pick up shoes over there?
No, nothing really. Sparkled my interest, except for our new friends at Marathon.
Yes.
On my way there, I was telling Emil in the car, I was like, I'm sure I'll see this guy, Sammy, that we had on the pod.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. And fuck, I get there, we get our table, and the table next to ours, Marathon.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it was another guy, I forget his name, I think it was Tej. Super cool guy. I'm really sorry I messed up your name, but he was really cool.
We'll figure it out.
We spoke nearly all day. It was really good to have him next to us. We got some socks. We got some Rastaclat bracelets.
Nice.
I got a really
nice
Gucci denim bag. Bunch of great stuff, like a wallet. Like, he hooked us up really really cool.
Amazing.
So, and he bought a pair of shoes off of me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was a good business to business. Yeah, so overall, pretty cool experience. I think it's dope that Montreal hosts things like that. So shout out to Ian Kennedy and all the guys.
Do you have to pay for your table?
Yeah, but it's like, it was
reasonable.
It was done in like my first 20 minutes.
Amazing.
Basically.
Amazing. That's great.
Perfect.
That's great. Yeah. And I like how you can, like you said, you want to give the other people a chance to love it. your shoes and your product.
So we made a lot of people happy, to say the least.
That's good. Then did you go have like a good dinner after that or what?
A big fat burger at DeLallo.
Nice.
DeLallo's nice.
Down the street. So good.
The Buck Burger. Right.
It was so good.
Shout out to the Buck Burger.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Chris,
I'm surprised you're still awake right now because you must be running on fumes because you've had a great week. Some would say a week of greatness.
So we are Wednesday today, and my story starts on Tuesday, so yesterday. And I'm going to take a breath.
I love that.
Take a breath before I start the story because it's a lot.
It's
actually, I think, a two-parter. I'm going to keep the second part for like another time.
Nice.
Yeah. So the main purpose was, let's backtrack. I got to thank Foot Locker Canada again for inviting me and sending me out to New York City to attend the Week of Greatness event celebration. It's their five-year anniversary. And they basically flew me out in the morning, like Tuesday morning, and got into town, had a bit of time to walk around the city, and then met up with the other Canadian crew. Shout out to Heat Ledger. On our pod. Good buddy Tom. There's another dude. His name is Don Charlione on Instagram.
What a great name.
Amazing photographer. Yeah. Charlie. This guy's a beast. Guys, check him out. And the Foot Locker handler, if I can say. Shout out to you. Let's call you Sam. That's an insider. That's not her real name.
Okay.
She knows what's up. So we all met at the hotel, and we went to have dinner at Katz.
Okay.
Deli. If you guys know New York City, Katz Deli is like a big spot. It's basically like for Montrealers, it's their smoked meat, like pastrami and stuff
Like
that. Yeah. Dope place, good food. And then we had a bit of downtime, and then we headed over to the event, which was held at the Aula. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's AULA. It's a space that used to be like a recreation room. Like, it's a gym, basically, that they've reappropriated, and they hold a lot of events there.
Okay.
Like fashion shows, just basically like presentations of sort, because there's a stage and everything, and nice windows, and the basketball hoops are still up there, right?
Dope.
So you walk in.
Is this close to Times Square?
No. It's further down. It's, I think...
Oh, like Soho area?
Yeah, Soho area. I'd like to say Lower East. I'm not an expert of New York City, but...
not New Yorker.
About that. Yeah. We walk in, and there's like music bumping. The place is like all dim. There's like a drink section in the middle. The DJ, his name is Siphasons. I don't know.
What?
DJ
Suji?
He's like, what? No, hold on.
He ain't part of my crew.
No, he's like a radio personality.
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Like a known DJ. Let's I messed up his out. Name. Okay. I don't know. Sorry, guys. And then there are tons of people. And as I'm walking through the room, you start recognizing all these faces, and you're like, this person, that person, this person. And at a certain point, I stopped and I'm like, whoa, the sneaker people power that was in that room was insane. Like Sneaker News, Soul Collector representatives, wear testers were there. Ugly Melly from France, like shout out to her. She's like one of my favorite IG personalities, influencers. Frankie B, also from France, from Sneaker Ness. There's Jacques Slade, George Keel III.
Oh!
Like tons of guys. All these big names were there just hanging out. And they all know each other. And they're like chatting it up. The display, they had like sneaker displays. if you want, I took a lot of pictures. They'll be up on the Bragg Affair. I'm going to do a review of like the events of the day. Also a two-parter. The event itself will be like a recap of it. And then day two, I'll tell you guys about it later on. And this, tons of people, tons of sneakers, like all the new releases coming out, like True Blues, those Jordan Kobe's that they had, like the Laker color, the Harden was out there, the Curry 3.
Cool.
And they had a little station where some of these big names chose their favorite sneaker from Foot Locker, like the Week of Greatness, right? So they chose their greatest sneaker and they give you a little bit of history. So there was like an audio listening station.
Oh, cool.
You put on headphones and you'd see like Jacques Slade picks the Stan Smith. So he'd give you a bit of history about Stan Smith and stuff like that. So it's like super dope. Drinks all around, people snapping photos, people doing their social media. And it's cool, again, being around all these people because we all do the same type of thing. Some people like at a different level, like all these names that I just mentioned. But we all kind of just like understand that, okay, we're taking photos, we're taking video, we're taking YouTube wars and Snapchats and the IG stories, and all this was going on. And the event itself lasted maybe like 2.5 hours, but there was so much to absorb that it was like insane. And there was a special guest featured. Carmelo Anthony showed up.
I've heard of him.
Yeah,
I've heard of him.
He got on stage. They introduced their new commercial spots for the Week of Greatness, Foot Locker, the Week of Greatness. There's one week where they have all these incredible commercial spots that they run for only that week. After that, boom, off air. And they also have special edition sneakers or like sneakers that are limited for like a limited run that only release during that week. So it's like insane. If you guys want to just check out those commercials, they just launched, I think, today. There's like, they're extremely hilarious. There's like one with Ja Rule in it. No! Crazy, dude. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah. And one with Mello too. So it's good. It's nice. Good.
That's awesome.
Check it out. You'll have a good laugh. You understand that what Foot Locker is doing, they're like, they have like the right pulse. They have the pulse of the people. Like,
that's,
they get
really
it.
Cool.
They get it. Yeah.
But as I was saying in the car when we met up earlier today, like, it's crazy the amount of value that they put in for events like this, how much they value having all of those,
like the influencers.
The influencers.
Like, I'm not
in one
calling
room.
Myself an influencer.
No, but
like, but like,
you are. Just you are.
Yeah. It's just these, like, they have people from Europe fly in. They had like a good group. Like Foot Locker Europe had a representation. We were Foot Locker Canada. And of course, Foot Locker US dudes. And
it's crazy.
The people that that were surrounding me, so many heavy hitters. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I fanboyed.
Yeah, yeah,
a little bit.
It's good.
You
talk
about
it
with so much
enthusiasm.
Like, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any like crazy conversations with people?
No. The funny thing is, you start a conversation with these people and you realize that they're just regular people, like,
yeah,
the people that you know, and you did,
yeah,
it's just, this is their craft, right? This is what they do and this is what they specialize in. This is what they understand the best. So when you speak with them, no one's like saying like I'm the shit or no one sitting on a high horse. They're just talking to you and they're happy to meet you, and they're actually very open because I think everyone started somewhere,
yeah,
at one point, right? And they're just really good at what they do now. And I think they understand all the hard work that goes into it. So even if they meet a guy like me, they won't ever look, it never felt like they were looking down on me, you know? Yeah. And
dude,
they just have a really regular,
there's a reason why you were there, Chris.
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on.
Just like, don't put yourself,
you were
on
the,
yeah,
chosen,
no,
one.
No, but like,
the chosen one.
If I keep my head level, I'm like these guys. Like, they will look at my face and they'll never say like, yeah, I remember that,
that's
guy. But I look at these guys and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my, yeah, God, oh my God, oh my God.
But yeah, one, but day you'll be that guy.
Exactly. Soon, yeah, they're going to be like, yo, that's Chris from,
that's
the Bragg Affair.
Oh, you're that podcast dude, man.
That's the guy,
Chris,
with the beard.
The sneaker podcast.
Exactly.
The Asian with the beard.
The beard, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Yo, it's going to be iconic, that beard.
It's, the event was amazing. So again, thank you, Foot Locker Canada. Thank you, like, Foot Locker US, Foot Locker Europe. Thank you for the Week of Greatness. awesome event. I'm going to talk to you guys about day two, which is today, like Wednesday. What happened on day two on another podcast.
Yeah.
It's some other eye-opening stuff that really changed.
Yeah, he's still drinking it in a little bit.
Yeah. So basically, my flight landed maybe 2 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took the shuttle downtown to meet Alex. And we're here.
Yeah.
We're podcasting. Boom. So
back to work.
Yeah. Back to work.
Back to reality.
Excited to see you back. In. Yeah. So if people want to check out your article about the Week of Greatness, where can they do that?
On thebragaffair.com. I'll have my article up with all the pictures that I took. And if you're listening to the podcast right now, which I assume you are, you'll have this brief recap of what happened. And if, I guess it'll be too late by then, but on our The Brag Affair IG stories, I had like a little,
there was some good stuff in there. There
I took a lot of video when I was eating random pastrami sandwiches.
It's perfect.
I have some questions about day two, which I think was today, but
day two,
we'll save that.
Yeah,
we'll
there was a lot of stuff going on.
It looked crazy.
Yeah, and if you miss the stories, well, that just tells you that you need to pay attention.
Like, exactly.
You know, follow us.
Follow us at The Brag Affair. Follow us at The Sneaker Podcast. Yeah, I was looking at those stories, and when you got into your hotel room, that was a nice hotel room.
Yeah.
It was fancy.
Looks
dude.
Like he had room like, for two.
The shower accommodations was like insane. There's like a rainfall. Anyways, I get impressed by these things.
Yeah. He opens up the bathroom. Right?
There was jets on the walls. Jets on the walls.
No. But there's like a shower thing, like the rain thing.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's just above your head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that at home. So I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to have a 45-minute shower right now.
Yeah.
I like that when they have the bathroom divided. Like, here's shower. There's the room to brush your teeth or whatever. Then there's the pooping room.
It just made like more doors for me to open. Yeah. That was just cool.
More exciting.
Yeah.
It looked really, really cool. All right. I think that's a great way to wrap up this segment of the podcast. We're going to be right back. I'm Mike D. We got Chris. We got Clorel. We also got our Adidas boy, Alex. Hold up. All right, we're back. It's episode 22 of the Sneaker Podcast. What is going on? Alex, before we get into it, I know you wanted to shout out some people before we get into this.
So this weekend at the Palais des Congrès sale, I was working with some of the people from Adidas Ottawa at the Tinger outlets. I just want to give a big shout out to Kang and Josh. I know they're big followers and listeners of ours. So shout out to you guys. Thanks for listening.
Very cool.
We got some love from these guys.
Shout out.
We're working really hard. I knew Josh from a couple of months ago, but I just met Kang. Kang's a really cool dude. He knows his stuff, knows of his original stuff. He knows the cool stuff. So shout outs to you guys. Keep listening. Just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah.
Ottawa.
Yeah,
nice.
I like that. Ottawa. I love some Ottawa.
I love two Ottawa. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that stuff. So you may have noticed that this episode of the podcast is called No Country for Old Men. Maybe, Chris, you can explain why.
So Chloe and I comprise the old men portion of the crew.
Even though I look like I'm 17.
Yeah. You get carded all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a blessing.
This title came to me it's weird because Chloe and I had a discussion, and Chloe's gonna mention something that he wanted to use on the podcast, and I had an idea for like a segment, and it just so happened that our two themes were aligned. It's about people that have been in the game for a while and then have seen the landscape change a bit, where Chloe used to have his number one sneaker, which is the Nike Air Max 95. And my number one sneaker used to be the Jordan 11 Space Jam. And that's how we built our identity from the get-go in this sneaker culture. And as styles change and as times change, we find ourselves maybe wearing our number one sneaker a bit less and kind of looking for different types of sneakers to fill the time where we're not wearing those sneakers. And I think we're having a bit of difficulty coming to terms with I don't know. I don't like. I don't know
why. What am I doing in the sneaker game?
Yeah, like I don't know if I should be picking a new number one sneaker, because if someone were to ask me, "Hey, Chris, what's the sneaker that represents you the best, or what's your number one sneaker?" I feel like saying Space Jam 11s is not truly representative of who I am right now. And I don't know for you, Chloe, if we ask you the same questions, if you would be saying Nike Air Max 95 anymore.
It's tough. It's really tough. You know, I've always, my whole sneaker, I was always hunting 95s, and now it's just like, what am I hunting? There's nothing to really look forward to, and styles changed. I'm like, I got into the Boost thing, and I don't know. What is my grail? What is your grail?
Exactly. Like that. We asked ourselves that question, and Chloe said to me, he's like, yeah, my grail still is a Nike Air Max 95. Which one was it?
Stash. Haven't locked those down.
And I came to the conclusion, I go, Chloe, if it was truly your grail still, you would have gotten them by now.
I would have like three pairs.
Like you would have
now.
Done the work to get them, right?
Totally.
Mm. Because they're not like a $1,000 shoe. No. They're like,
I would have just given up like two pairs of Boosts, and I would have had three pairs or something like that.
There you go.
Damn.
So the whole idea of selecting our grails and finding our identity back in the sneaker game, for Chloe and I think it's a bit gone. We had a discussion about that. I think when we brought this subject up, Alex, you were kind of going through the motions in your head and trying to figure out where you found yourself.
Yeah, because it has changed a lot. Like from the, like I'm much younger than you guys, of course, but there's been a lot of motions since I was scrolling down my Instagram. I got an Instagram, I think in 2013.
Okay.
And I was looking down at the pictures and I was like, wow, this is not me anymore.
Okay.
I've grown up like so quick, and especially since doing the pod, the whole idea about like hype releases and stuff, working for the brand, working the releases, dealing with the products and stuff, like it has changed a lot. So when you guys were talking about this last week, and we fucking waited all week for this conversation to happen, I was like, I feel the same. And I know you guys probably have some counter to like me feeling like this, but it's true. Like I don't necessarily now am represented by the ZX8000, you know, like
do you still consider it your grail though?
I mean,
does the fact of you getting two of your grail
ungrailed
change
it?
Your, yeah, exactly.
No,
okay.
But it does not represent me the same way that it would before.
Or maybe it represents a portion of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not on that level yet where like the Space Jam is not obsolete, but just like it's
still not obsolete
for me. No, but it's not. It's never in your 7-day rotation or extremely rarely, you know?
Or like, let's say the new Space Jam is coming out December,
right? Does
it
excite you?
And a bit, but I don't have the sense of urgency to absolutely grab
make plans
it.
Not like a Yeezy.
Even the Yeezy, yes, I could say that there's a bit more, it's not urgency, but it's a bit more like I'll put in more work to try to get one.
Yeah.
So like if I don't score the Space Jam, I'm fine. If I don't score the Yeezy, I'm kind of fine, but I would really, I know there's more work to put into the Yeezy, so I'll value it more maybe.
Right.
You know? I don't know, Chloe, how did you get to this point? Do you remember like a specific moment where you're like, yo, this Nike Air Max 95 isn't totally me anymore?
It was Ultra Boost. When Ultra Boost, you're laughing, but it's...
Confessions, no, it's perfect.
Excuse me. I'm being honest, and it's the Ultra Boost. When that white Ultra Boost came out, I'm like, man, this is another gem right here. And as soon as I slammed it on, comfort has changed, style has changed. it was much more cleaner. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'll break out my 95 once a month or maybe even more, but I'm always going to a specific pair of 95s. Like, the last time a pair of 95s came out that I really wanted was with the Greedies. It didn't happen. And then later on, I scored on eBay even, I think, lower than retail. And I still haven't worn it. I did on Diaz. It's still sitting there. And Ultra Boosts, I get it. I'm going to rock it right away. I don't know. It's tough. And I have, like, so many 95s. And I always said to myself back in the day, I'm going to keep my whole collection. And a month ago, I'm like, man, I can't stand this room anymore. It's just too much shit.
Do you think that the devaluation of the Nike Air Max 95 plays anything into it? Like, you just mentioned that the Greedy, you were able to grab them at a lower price than
I think part of it is the hunt too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you try to hunt it down and as soon as you get it and you're like, oh man, you want to rock it. Well, I didn't have that same feeling with the Greedy. Anyways, like I was saying, I have too many 95s, and I've come to the conclusion that it's time to clean them up.
Really?
Not all, but all those flashy colors. I used to get every single color of 95s I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to keep the ones that I know I'll rock.
Down the line.
Yeah. And I know I have my flow to go with it and everything. Like all those gray tones, for sure I'm going to keep all of those. But all those special ones with the 360 bubble and the zippers and all that stuff.
You got some crazy gems in there.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But it's like that for almost all of my shoes now. Am I going to wear them? And I really want to bring that collection down to 100. And I want to really rock fire. And there's a lot of fire in the 95s, but there's a lot of junk that I got just sitting there, just to say that I was Nike Air Max 95 that I had to cop them.
I don't know if you guys are geeks like me on that level, but what if you had a nice shelving unit that could display all of your 95s out of the box with little LED lights and like,
you know what? Like, I was thinking about something to get me back into the whole 95.
Yeah.
And you know what popped up? You guys might think I'm crazy. I actually thought about, hey, I'm going to look into making a book.
Oh, great.
Yo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That idea might say, okay, you know what, Chloe? Maybe don't let go of all of them, but take some more time to think about it before you actually liquidate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you, you cannot.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
Maybe
I like it.
I'll start
like
with the doubles and the triples, the quadruples.
Yeah, do that.
But the shelving thing too.
No, because like,
because I have, it's just boxes, right?
Yeah.
And then it happens. I'm looking for a pair, and I'm like, oh damn, I have this pair.
Yeah.
Anyways,
because nice. I'm thinking like I have I'm trying to build a ZX puzzle from like.
Okay.
The lower digits, the higher digits. Like you gave me the ZX 600 and an 8.5. Like even for the sake of fashion, I'm not going to wear an 8.5, but I'll never get rid of them. Because they are...
part of the puzzle.
They're part of the puzzle, gotcha. You know? If I had a nice shelving unit, I have a bunch of ZX that don't fit me. But just because they are part of the puzzle, I want to build this big like image of like me owning all of the ZX. It's important for me. So even if they're taking space, they're flashy, they're not as fresh as I thought they were, they still need to be like...
part of the collection.
They still need to be part of the collection, you know?
So I think I'll start with the other side of the wall.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Our other side of the room.
Real quick, I want to tell you guys how I kind of... like this little discussion crept into my head. I was looking at Instagram and John Wexler's feed.
Yeah.
So I look at this guy and I see he keeps posting like his rotation and stuff. I'm like, dang, this guy has so much like whatever he's posting is whatever you need to own.
It's fire.
In Adidas, right? Like that should be what you're aiming for. And once I saw that, I'm like, well, look, some of his stuff is kind of unattainable. And the other stuff, I'm like, I can't build my Adidas empire ever to like rival something like that or even to like pay homage to what he's posting. And I think, I don't think I'm late to the game, but I just think it's too much work for me to take on. And that's when I realized that I was looking for an identity. Like, I wanted to find something that represented me in my collection. And that's why this whole discussion in my head came about.
Like, it's tough. It's really tough. Like, I was always... I've been blocked. I've been talking to you guys for like the last month and a half, 2 months. I don't know what the hell I'm hunting. I'm not happy with my collection. And I'm really, really blocked. And I just need to clean it out, bring it down to like 200, and just make sure it's just pure fire.
Gotcha.
And I think at that point I'll be like, okay, now I can rock. Now I can rock this. I can rock that. I could go. Because now I'm always rocking the same shoes at the front of the door, which is just Yeezys, Ultra Boost.
I think NMD. I have a... Say what?
No, I said it's NMDs too.
Oh.
I
think I have another... I have a project in mind, and that might help too. It's also something like a remedy to the problem that we have. But before we get into that, I wanna find out if, Mike, does this whole discussion scare you a bit? Like, do you see?
This is where it's leading to. I see things a bit differently. I know we brought this up off the pod last week, and we started talking about, you know, grails and what's your grail now? Has it changed from what it was? And I'm thinking to myself, is the Air Jordan 6 Carmine really my grail?
I mean, you own it.
I do.
Did that change the effect of like what became your... Because part of the game is like the hunt, right?
Yeah. And I found them. I got a good deal on them. But I'm thinking the representation that you're talking about with, you want something to represent yourself, something to really bring you out. I'm thinking to myself, what does the Air Jordan 6 Carmine do for me? What does it... I love the shoe. It's fantastic, but... I've been considering this for the past week.
Maybe it has to do with our styles are changing, or maybe even just the influence of like how we're discussing this every week and such.
Yeah.
Because just in this short amount of time, Alex, who was like true to his OG status with all the originals, we've even seen a shift in you where you... I think Boost, you only own 2 Ultra Boosts right now, but you didn't own any Ultra Boosts back then.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I kind of want a pair. And even Yeezys.
Yeezys, yeah.
That was, and to a surprise to all the older Adidas heads that kind of know you, they're like, why is Alex rocking Yeezys and such?
I've been getting a lot of shit. I've been getting in trouble.
That's our fault.
Because it's heat, fine, man. And, yeah. But yeah, for me, it's so stylish. It goes with the flow, with the whole fit. And you feel like money in them, man.
Yeah. That's it. You break necks and you fucking... I don't know.
Because we're hype beasts. I like being a hype beast.
Yeah.
It's amusing. I like it.
And I love to fall into that category. Like, we're making fun of it, but I think it's cool.
No, I own it. Yeah. I'll own it. I love it.
I think we discussed about this like so many times already, but that for me, it's, I still always will come back to the idea of being fresh, you know?
Okay.
So whatever the shoe is, I got to feel larger than life, mm-hmm. you know? Like I got to dress fly and super fly or clean and super clean, you know?
There you go.
There's so, like different moods, different styles, and so I have to. I kind of want to accommodate like every. And I remember when the Prism shoe came out.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I had to buy the T-shirt, the Prism T-shirt. You know,
that's really colorful.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, nah, that's not me. You know. But I did wear it a couple of times.
I got to get rid of my pair.
But me too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah,
we're all trying to sell it. It was a flea market. My pair was on the table for $60.
It wouldn't move.
No one looked at it.
Really?
Yeah. Hit up my DM if you want a pair of
prisms.
Man.
Prisms.
Jesus. Yeah. All of your DMs.
So the whole mention of being fly and being
fresh,
like ultra fly, or a bit clean, more, or clean, plays right into how, let's say, you go to an event, like a sneaker event, and you have to do work there, or you're just there to like hang out and whatnot. The ideal is when you walk into a room and you know there's going to be other people there that do the same type of thing that you do, you kind of want to stand out in a way, right?
And you want people to look down and know what you're wearing.
Yeah, look, you know? Down, know what you're wearing, and also that they remember you, right? Yeah. Because if every you have a lineup of like 12 people that do the same thing, you kind of want them to know, either ideally for your work, but also if you're like a good personality, a good person that knows how to converse and how to like talk sense into like what's going on around you. And you do that through like how you dress, through how you're talking, through how you're going about like handling yourself at like a specific event, specific outing, it'll make a difference.
Yeah.
So when you're saying I want to stay fly and everything, it counts. Like totally, that's why does, identity is such a big
it's
thing.
Big.
Yeah.
Can I run something by all three of you right now?
Yeah.
So this has probably happened to you. It happened to me when I was in Toronto. I had the fit on, and I put I brought a pair to UnDS while I was down there, and I put them on, and I was ready to go. But I'm thinking, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling fresh enough for these sneakers right now. I'm gonna put them away, and I didn't pop the tag.
Or did you feel that the shoe wasn't fresh enough for you?
No, I feel like the whole thing just wasn't working for me. Like it looked great, but I wasn't feeling it. It's weird.
You didn't like your outfit?
No, I liked my outfit. I was just like, I'm not feeling fresh enough right now to
pull these off?
To display what I want to display.
Okay. So like you, exactly what Alex said.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, like I had it. I just was not feeling it in myself to do it.
What was the shoe?
Jordan 1 Letterman.
Okay, I have thoughts on this. I don't know if anyone wants to
hear it,
give the ideal, or I'm going to tell you if you don't want to hear
well,
it. But
I have this obsession with popping tags. So yeah. Like, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I dress whack, and like I know that I dressed whack, and I feel whack for the rest of the day. But I have this obsession with just like the second I get a shoe, I put them on and I pop the tag because I want them like right away to come, like
you
want to
flex on them.
Yes. I
want
to rip the band-aid off right away,
you know. So but I do hear what you're saying, but I think Chris,
this is it's about, I think we spoke about this a little bit on another episode, is about your audience. Right, so the way you dress when you're out there, the ideal of you thinking that you can't pull it off, well, this is your perception of someone else's perception. Can you guys figure that out?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So you look at how the other person's going to look at you. Okay. So you're assuming that they're going to look at you and they're like, nah, you're doing it wrong. Okay.
Or you could do better.
What type of person would look, is on that pedestal, that will look at you and think that you're not dressed properly? You would have to meet someone that's dressed fly, flyer, or as fly as you think you're dressed, right? So how many people do you actually believe are out there that dress that way, that are out there in the town that you're visiting, are out there at the groceries that you're going to go get, are out there while you go, I don't know, while you go shopping?
And how many people do you actually value their opinion on how you dress?
That's another point.
You know?
So the thing is, most of the people that are going to see you dressed all fly or like a bit too out there for your taste or for their taste, one, they're not your audience. Two, they might be looking at you and they're going to be like, sorry, that's not two. So the first point was the first point. But then this other point is like the people that see you are going to be like this. They're going to look at you and they're going to think, that guy's dressed pretty fly. That's one opinion. Another opinion is going to be, whoa, that guy is dressed a bit weird. I don't quite understand it. I'm a bit afraid of it. I'm going to look away, right? So the people that are looking away, not understanding how you're dressed, are not your audience.
Exactly.
You're not like they're not gonna dress the same way you're dressing, right?
Like my mom.
Yeah,
but like family has a lot to do with this too. Like,
really?
My brother was giving me shit the other day.
Well, that's the thing. Like, does he dress that way, or does he dress more sporty? Does he dress more like?
He's kind of a slob.
Well then,
but I love my brother.
I'm saying, it's not whether this person's opinion should be valued or not.
I just
not.
Think
it's
he's
just
not
like,
used to it.
Yeah,
he's not used to it. It's different for him. You know, I was wearing a pair of Alpha Bounce, and he's like, "What are those girls' shoes?"
Well, that's
he doesn't understand.
It's not who you're. It's not the person that's in your circle, right? This is not the person that will maybe inspire you to try different things and get out there and try different styles and try different looks.
But that's what I'm hoping I will do for him. Like, he'll try something different.
In the same way, you don't necessarily have to influence everyone that's around you.
Yeah.
You just need to be Mike. If you think you look cool, then you're cool.
You're cool.
Just get out there
whatever the fuck I want to wear.
Yeah.
Like, I wore a dress shirt the other day, clean pants, and I wore my Yeezys.
Nice.
Yeah.
And my cousins were like, "Damn, yo, you're rocking your Yeezys," and they're all wearing dress shoes.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, "Did you wear the wrong pair of shoes on your way out?" And
no.
My wife just looked over and she said, "She doesn't get it.
Yeah.
She just doesn't understand
they don't get
the
it.
Heat
yeah.
that you're wearing."
Yeah.
But my cousins got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the end, I dress for
how
myself.
You off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm stuck like Jordan 8s. How the hell do I wear Jordan 8s? Straight out.
I've never seen you wear Jordan
8s. It was at the outlet the other day.
Ah, yes.
Aquas.
Yeah.
And it was a steal of a price. And I can't believe it. I actually picked it up. I looked at it and I actually thought about it for a second. I'm like, I'm not going to wear this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I thought about yeah. buying those too.
You give me a whole Aqua outfit, I'm not going to rock that shit.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah. It's when did the 8 come out? I'm trying to think.
I think I was in grade 4. Was I in grade 4?
No, like I was never. The funny thing is, I've never been a fan of the 8, like the 7, the 8,
it's a little
the
weird.
9. I'm like, not my thing. But now that I see the Aqua 8, I'm thinking of weird styles I can pull with it, and I considered getting them because I could do like a weird kind of style with it. You know,
I like that.
So I can't.
The question
when I was
that
younger,
I,
yeah.
The question that I have for you guys, it's a question that you, it's a point that you brought up last week when we discussed about this. What excites you guys now?
Like what?
What are you guys seeking? Like, apart from like...
So I had time to think about that.
Okay, cool.
And I think what it is getting my hands on something that I know is going to be really hard to get.
Okay.
I think that's what it is for me.
Because this falls into the heat category.
It falls into the heat category. Whatever's
okay, so,
tough to get, and that I know I'll be able to rock the shit out of.
So no general releases ever.
No. There's okay. Maybe I'll run into a GR example, all white classics with gum sole.
Yeah,
I would rock a pair.
Yeah,
you know I know I'll have the day where I want to dress clean and, you know.
Classic leather, gum sole.
Yeah.
There you go. Comfort.
Boom.
And
yeah.
Just laid back. But it's not on the top of my hunt list.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those things where the price is just too good to just, you know.
To be true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think there's a part of me that wants to find the next big thing too.
Mm.
It's really weird.
No.
Like I want to, in my head, look at something and a light bulb pop and I'm like pinpoint exactly what the next big thing will be and be like early on the trend, you know, to figure it out or something like that.
Like when the Monarchs came out type thing?
No,
like
that type the Monarch was like a thing that was already hyped. But like I'm saying, if you're asking me what I'm looking for, I can't tell you or else I would have found it.
Yeah.
You know, so
no, it's like I'm seeing like a... Like, for example, this NMD Packer shoe that's dropping this weekend.
Yeah.
It's such a cool NMD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
I'm not going to rock that shit.
The thing is, I don't know if the NMD strategy. I don't know if it's still viable, like what they're doing with it.
Yeah, no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many saying, nice drops.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh shit, like I could try to get this.
Yeah.
Because it's heat material, you know? Like, it's dope. Like, it's a dope NMD that's coming out. There's like more dope stuff that's coming out soon. And I look at it already and I'm like, buh. You know, like,
whatever.
It could add up to my face value, like my
gotcha.
Social media value,
the portfolio.
But I'm not excited about it.
Okay,
just like the Bapes. I'm sure you're not feeling them, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
acquired taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
You know, so this is like, it's a lot of stuff has not gotten me excited. So this is like you're saying like the next big thing for me. Back in June when I found out that See You Later was coming.
Dope. Yeah.
I was flipping my shit. Like I spoke about it on the pod already. Like I was flipping my shit. And then I got the sample of the Pink Bear.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, this shit, you know, like.
Yeah.
And today I'm wearing my White Mountaineering See You Later.
Yeah.
And everyone's like.
Well, yeah, you're backing up the game, like, you know, like what you had seen.
I planned it all. I knew that See You Later was gonna be big.
Yeah,
and now it's like on Meet point, the Sneakers collab sold pretty well everywhere. Maybe not in Montreal, but everywhere else, it sold really well. White Mountaineering super hard to get.
Yeah,
and like, and it's just gonna hopefully grow. But I've seen like at the Fleek Market, I've seen two guys with them
on. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And I was like, shit, people actually like, and
they're catching on.
People that are actually dressed like super fucking fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you later on. I was like, wow. Yeah. These people know what's up. Yeah.
So Chloe, I have a bit of a possibility of a solution to what we're going through. I don't know if Alex wants to jump in on this as well. Maybe get some like some resolve through all this. I don't know if Mike has some different views of this, like how we can like press the refresh button on it or anything. But I do think that we need to take on a project.
Yeah, I think I should do
like,
the book.
Like, like the, when you mentioned the book, I was like, bam, on the head.
That's
like,
cool.
That's right.
Like for me, the last thing that gave me that push.
Yeah.
It was Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
It was Instagram. I was in my little thing, doing my own thing, and then it was blocked. It was just accumulating. So everything was just DS, just boxes on boxes on boxes, and Instagram came along, and then bam. Yeah, and now I'm blocked. I don't know what's the next move. I just think of cleaning up.
And this is how I got my stuff narrowed down, and like I kind of found my new direction.
Mm-hmm.
I cleared out 50 pairs.
Damn.
Wow.
And I got 4 dope shoes.
Amazing.
You know? So yeah,
I can't do that. I can't do this.
I know,
because
I have gangster. A lot of... So I scored on like getting rid of like a bunch of boxes. So making space, that was like my first issue dealt with. I need more heat. Necessity money to purchase heat. Even though I work for Adidas, I can't get a pair of Olive Ultra Boost at another price than retail.
Yeah,
so I still have to bank $250. So how do I get that? Sell shoes that you don't wear, make some space, get some shoe fund, buy some heat. So for me it was like a double win. So this for me was a like a tiny bit of a solution. I don't know if this is where you were.
Oh, it's no, good.
Kind of going.
My project wasn't that specifically.
Okay.
See, I was going to mention, I like, Chloe, what you said, how you want to make a change, right? I think making a change so you don't have to change something else is really cool. Like, I know we brought up a closet. Maybe revamp the closet. Maybe that'll spark something. You know?
My thing is... it's a bit more intense. It takes a bit more effort and involvement, engagement. And it's, I mentioned project, and it's basically like escalation. Like where you mentioned Instagram is what got you hyped from like a couple of years ago. But, and now like we took on the sneaker podcast and now we're doing this. Now I think you're hungry for something else, like some maybe something that can complement all this. And I think I have something in mind. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to do a dick move here and not tell the people that's listening to the podcast about it.
What? This was just for
we're
going to
see. Yeah. 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 It's a really big tease. Yeah. I'm a big tease. Sorry, guys.
Drop the bomb.
It's a project. It's about getting more involved into the sneaker world, because when we might take on a project that's like a bit harder to accomplish, that's when I get excited.
Let's work. Let's
yeah.
do this.
Yeah. That's what yeah. I'm saying. So I can't reveal it right now because like someone's just gonna bite our ideal. Like that's if true. Anyone bites that's our ideal, biting. They're just yeah, yeah that's forget true. It.
There's a lot of biters in
but
this world.
Once it starts happening, I'm sure we're going to talk about it. So I'll hopefully redeem myself later on, people. I'm sorry about this, but yeah.
Amazing.
So I don't even know what it is.
No.
We're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but we're like, going to have to wait.
Look, when we decide to start, when we decide to work, we're going to work, right?
And we're going
to
work hard.
There you go.
Work hard, play yeah. hard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. It's going to be dope.
Alex, see,
like, I'm a bit excited already.
I'm pissed because yeah. like, he worry had about this like, big presentation.
Turn that anger into like butterflies or something.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up that segment of the podcast. We're going to come back. We're going to play a little bit of a game, and it's going to be unbelievable. All right, it's time to play a game. What game are we playing? It's called Mini Trade Machine. Chris.
It's mini because I'm just going to ask you guys a question. I need your advice. It's an actual trade that I was contemplating.
All right.
And it's about a dude that put up a pair of Cream Ultra Boosts. So everyone knows about Cream Ultra Boosts, or some people call it a chalk. It is sexy.
Gorgeous.
And one of the most sought after Ultra Boosts. I don't know. I think Olive, Burgundy are up there too, right? The V1s. So this one is like super hot. He posted it up in my size. He wants cash, but he also would entertain trades in his favor, which is fine. So he has those, and he has a pair of Flyknits. The Flyknit trainers, they're the black and white version, the ones that Kanye wore back when he used to rock at Nikes. And so he valued them approximately within the range of a pair of Yeezy V2s, in my estimation. Maybe give or take $100 to $200, but within range. So I have a second pair of V2s that I was looking for trades, because I just want to see what interesting sneakers people would put up for them. And if something really sparked my interest, I would go for the trade. So this guy has these Cream Ultra Boosts, and I was contemplating trading him my V2 for the Cream Ultra Boost and the black and white Flyknit trainers. So that's all right, what's all right, on the table.
Right. Okay,
clothes
so,
ready.
What is the value of the Flyknit on its own? What did he value it at?
I don't want to talk too much monetary. I want, because like what I paid for the V2 versus what the guy paid, what he values it at. I'm just going to say that in my head, the range is give or take $100 to $200 off. Like the difference would be, you know.
Off retail.
No, I mean
off the package value.
The package values on both sides were give or take $100 to $200 right now.
Okay.
And it's not enough to make a difference in my decision, because how did I acquire the V2s? That's another story. It's just, you know, it's not enough to make a difference. I know it's money, but like it's not enough to make a difference.
Okay. Do you need the Flyknits?
They're a nice pair of shoes. Like, I would like them.
As much as you want the chalk or the creams?
No. Like, the main target is the cream.
That's the meat of the trade.
Okay, so would you do shoe for shoe without the finance?
No.
Then the price value is way off. It's like, yeah.
My opinion?
Yeah.
Sell the V2s. Take your cash.
Buy the creams.
And offer for the creams.
So the slight issue with that is the time it would take to sell the V2s at something that's respectable.
Yep.
Because it's still kind of within the range of right after the release. There's still a lot of V2s out on the market.
The value is not up yet.
Yeah. So I would have to sell at... I see what you're getting.
Yeah.
Because I'm giving it a margin of error of $100 to $200. It might sway the sale of the V2.
Yeah.
There's something different about selling at a certain price and taking the money to buy than just trading.
Yeah.
I
see what you mean, but I just feel like those Flyknits.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Two shoes for one pair of shoes. The value is close. Done. I'd rock the shit out of the chucks.
Yeah.
But that Flyknit will never
see the light of day.
I like them. Like, I think they're hype. Like, they're hype beastie. So they're intriguing. Yeah. Like, I'm not hunting for a pair. I don't think I would pay for a pair.
But if you can.
But if it's within the trade, then it's like, okay, it's not like he's giving me a piece of gold and a piece of shit. It's like a piece of gold and a piece of silver type deal. You know,
for a piece of gold,
yeah,
a bigger piece of gold.
that I'm actually looking to move, and this Chalk Ultra Boost is really interesting. You know,
you already have a pair of V2s.
Yeah,
Chalks,
hard to get. Yeah.
Chalks,
unicorn
V1.
It is a unicorn.
It's like Palace Boost level unicorn.
Unicorn,
and honestly, maybe a bit more. Actually, a lot more, in my.
I like the Palace
list
Boost.
In my list of kicks. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the V1.
Yeah.
That's like...
I like the Palace Boost. I don't know. Anyways, any other opinions? Any other advice that I can...
Alex?
I would... You have already a pair of Yeezys, so...
Yeah, the trade. If you're going to rock the
trade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, if you like both of them... You're going after the chalk. That's
if
the meat.
If you like both of them,
I do like both of them.
You want go for it. Cool,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah,
go for it,
dude.
For
I want to. I want to see chalk pictures.
Chalk pictures would be nice. Yeah,
it's nice.
All right, so that was a mini trade machine. That was just one trade offer that I just wanted to run by you guys. So maybe to supplement a bit of the time of all the other trades, I just wanted to show you a sneaker that I picked up while I was at the event during the celebration. So we got to visit like the different the big store, the Foot Locker on 34th Street. It is beautiful.
It looked ridiculous.
Huge. Anyways, while we were there, we got to shop a little bit, and so I might have been influenced by another dude picking up a pair of this same shoe, and I was kind of looking at them. But since he got them, and then since my boy, he got them too, I was this will be the shoe that represents this event, right, this trip for us.
It was a squad shoe.
Yeah, but no one else knows this is a squad shoe. It's just in my own head. Okay, so I'm going to pull it out of the
Can we take a guess? Here?
Yeah, you can take a guess.
Okay.
You want me to tell you the brand?
I'm going to narrow it down?
I have a feeling.
Where I'm going to guess.
No, you didn't.
Go ahead. What is it? Go ahead.
It's not a pair of Pumas, is it?
No, it's not a pair of Pumas. Okay.
Harden.
No. It's not a pair of Hardens. I don't think the Harden's out. Anyways.
What do you think? It's not Adidas.
It is not Adidas. But there was so much... there's so much stuff at the 34th Street. Poof. It's incredible.
New Balance?
Okay, here. No New Balance. You guys... Used up all
there's
your
There's only
your
one
chances.
One brand left.
Yeah.
Okay, go. Okay, here goes. Boom.
Oh.
This is the Flyknit Racer blue
whale?
No, it's not a blue whale.
Looks like a it's not a whale.
I think it's called the blue tint.
Yo, those are nice.
These are really
so
cute.
Slim.
Yeah, well that's a Flyknit Racer.
I don't know. I've never
So he's these like, just released, and like there was a guy from the European crew that was rocking some Flyknit multis, And it looks sick. And I can tell that these guys, I think the Europeans like the racers, like the runners. And yeah. This was dope. And I go, yeah, that is perfectly representative of like this event for me. And it just so happens that the last time I was in New York, I also picked up some Flyknit racers. So I think the Flyknit racer has become
your New York
my
shoe.
My New York shoe.
Nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a great shoe.
Yeah.
These are gorgeous.
Wow.
So nice we're going to post a picture about our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. Go check it out. These are clean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never put on a pair of racers.
You're probably wearing like size 8 or something.
Yeah, in probably 7.5.
I got an extra pair of Maltese.
You have a few?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few.
You wear size 8.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Next week will be a size 7, everyone. Yeah. By the way, stay tuned for what size Mike's foot is.
So we'll thank you. I'm gonna
give a shout out to
Thank
Footlocker.
You to Footlocker Canada. Thank you for hosting me. It was awesome. I had a great time, and now I have this shoe to remember the event by.
That's good. Yeah, it's perfect.
I like that.
Awesome. Awesome.
I like that.
Good stuff.
So grateful.
We're getting to the point of the podcast where we're starting to wrap things up. Before we go, I know we wanted to shout some people out. Again, Footlocker Canada for you, Chris. Awesome. If you want to check out all the coverage of his trip to New York, check out thebragaffair.com or at thebragaffair on Instagram and the Sneaker Podcast. We're going to post a bunch of pictures from your trip, and maybe in one of the next pods we could hear part two of his trip
Definitely.
To New York. Yeah. The Week of Greatness. Yo, it must have been awesome.
It was awesome. The event was awesome. You guys be on the lookout for the Week of Greatness, all their dope commercial spots,
yeah,
and all the dope sneakers that are dropping at Foot Locker. Hit them up. I want to maybe say thanks to the Canadian crew that was there with me, Don Charleone, Heat Ledger Kicks, and Sam.
Man, all these clever names.
Not your real name, but you know what's up.
You know what's up. Yeah, big shout out to everyone who's been listening to the podcast, who's been downloading on iTunes and Google Play and Podbean. Thank you so much. Leave us a comment, rate us, subscribe. We love hearing from you. So follow us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod, and let us know what's going on with you. Let us know what you're picking up. Let us know what you're wearing. We'd love to know. But this has been episode 22 of the Sneaker Podcast. Before we go, where can people find you, Alex, on Twitter and Instagram?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Chloe, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Chlorel.
And Chris, where can people find you this week?
At Christopher.Chu, C-H-I-U.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening to episode 22 of the podcast. Until then, we'll be back next week with episode 23 of the Sneaker Podcast. Stay tuned. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Keep it fresh.